540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students faced a judge today to be arraigned on murder charges. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Count two, murder in the first degree.
Ryan Koberger did not respond when the judge asked him in court how he pleaded to the charges brought against him. Four counts of first-degree murder and one count of burglary. That led to the judge to enter not guilty pleas on his behalf. He was arrested late last year in connection with the November 13th killings. At the time, the 28-year-old was a grad student studying criminology at nearby Washington State University.
According to a new law passed in Idaho, Koberger could face a firing squad if he's convicted and ultimately sentenced to death. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says congressional leaders could hash out a debt deal as soon as later tonight or tomorrow. They're set to meet with President Biden in just a few hours at the White House. Another Republican's running for president in 2024.
I'm running for president of the United States.
That is a very enthusiastic Tim Scott. The South Carolina senator kicked off his campaign this morning in his hometown of Charleston. In Atlanta, a family is now suing the Fulton County Jail after an autopsy showed an inmate died from heart problems related to severe neglect. His attorney, Ben Crump.
Based on the timeline provided, LaShawn Thompson suffered from severe body insect infestation. That's bed bugs biting them.
LaShawn Thompson had more than 1,000 bed bug bites all over his body. He'd only been in jail for 3 months. A new report from the United Nations paints a very grim picture on climate change. CBS's Ben Tracy's in L.A.
The UN says 2 million people have died in the past half century due to extreme weather events, and they have caused more than $4 trillion in economic damage worldwide. The report finds there have been nearly 12,000 weather-related disasters since 1970, and the number has surged, likely due to climate change.
The European Union just slapped Facebook's parent company with a huge $1.3 billion fine. CBS's Vicky Barker tells us why.
European privacy regulators claim Meta, for years, illegally stored data about its European users on its servers in the U.S., where the regulators claimed they could potentially be accessed by U.S. spy agencies.
Houston and SpaceX, Dragon hatch is open.
A private space flight has officially docked at the International Space Station. It launched yesterday with four astronauts on board, including Commander Peggy Whitson. They'll stay in orbit for 8 days before heading back to Earth. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane McNair. Here's what you need to know. A 14-year-old girl killed in a crash early Sunday morning. St. Francis police reported a car being driven over 100 miles an hour on 794 around 2 a.m. Minutes later, officers sent to 794 in Pennsylvania Avenue. The car was found flipped over on the embankment. The 17-year-old driver was performing CPR and the 14-year-old who'd been ejected. First responder continued those efforts but weren't successful. Two others treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. The driver later arrested for OWI. Milwaukee Bucks forward Wesley Matthews teaming up with Madison Public Schools Foundation to raise a minimum of $250,000 to cover the gap between what Madison schools' budgets can cover and what they need to offer up-to-date PE classes and make it easier for kids to afford being involved in sports. Matthews played sports at Madison Memorial. He's seeding the fund with $50,000 of his own money and matching up to an additional $50,000. I'm Jane McNair. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, This is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is...
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we have some good news today on baseball. Some more tickets to give away to Brewer game, a really great game coming up against the San Francisco Giants. Always a contender, always a contender. The Brewers are always a contender. And this is for the Thursday game. This Thursday, opening pitch, first pitch, 6:40 p.m. in Milwaukee. And by the way, two things. One, just call into the station, 844-967-2789. If you can use the tickets, and Calvin will decide how the tickets go out. Secondly, you can listen to the Brewers live on Civic Media. You can listen to the Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh. Hits the whole Fox Valley, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And you can do that on your computer as well if you're not in Oshkosh or Green Bay. And then WRCE News, Richland Center, 107.7 FM. 1450 AM. Listen to the Brewers live, but you can listen to the Brewers in quite literally about the best seats in the house. You can see the seams on the fastball, believe me. Great seats. This is for Thursday's game against the San Francisco Giants in the first pitch, 6:40 PM. You know, how many times have I said on the show that we're going to the front lines of history in the making? Well, it's being made today, this afternoon. This afternoon, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, that's 4:30 p.m. our time. That's a half an hour after the show is over for today. Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden will be meeting at the White House to try to put a final seal on a deal on the debt limit. There's nothing more important right now than that. Let me give you the update. And let me tell you some things. 79 Democrats signed a letter to Biden. They said, don't let McCarthy attach permitting reform. It's called HR1. It's an Orwellian term, permitting reform. In other words, easing up permit requirements for environmentally damaging energy programs. Don't let them attach, quote, permitting reform, HR1. To the debt limit deal. It has nothing to do with a debt limit deal. Debt limit should be raised, and then if they want to sneak that in, then that can be negotiated in the budget, and it's not going to make it. Well, McCarthy also said, and talk about effrontery, talk about chutzpah, he said, well, no, Biden has to come back from Japan before I'm going to talk anymore. So Biden was in Japan at the G7. It's a very important meeting of the seventh largest economies in the world, other than China. And he had to cut short because of McCarthy, his trip to Australia, in his trip to Papua New Guinea to shore up our alliances in the Pacific against the Red Chinese. This is what McCarthy demanded for his own ego. For his own ego, he demanded this. He demanded this. We sent Blinken, Tony Blinken, the Secretary of the State, good man. But the truth is, the Secretary of State blows into town. That's not as big a deal as if the president comes. The Republicans have, again, tried to stick a knife in our plans to enforce our alliance in the Pacific. Now, it turns out that that Biden had proposed to McCarthy by Zoom, phone, link, that they would freeze spending in 2024, the upcoming year, at the previous year's level. I hadn't known that before, and neither did you, until it came out in the press. That's the equivalent of a 5% cut in spending, because inflation would run about 5%. Joe Biden offered that. And McCarthy said, no, you got to come back from Japan personally and kiss my rear end personally. And no, you've got to cut it trillions more. Biden's coming back, but what he said is a couple of things. One, the Republicans must move off their extreme position. There'll be no agreement if it's on extreme partisan terms. Extreme partisan terms. The Republicans, in doing this, are preventing us, they're preventing us from even paying off Trump's tab. Trump ran off $7.8 trillion in debt, $7.8 trillion, more than anybody in the history of the United States. And the Democrats went along with raising the debt limit three times, even though one of the times was because he had put in a multi-trillion dollar tax cut that only benefited his base and 88% of people. The 88% of the money went to them, the 1%. Because we took the position, no, we're not going to say we're going to not raise the debt limit until we get, for instance, Medicare for All or something of that nature. We're not going to do that. And these clowns are turning around and doing it themselves. And the reason I say that part of it is for Trump's tab, not all the bonds we sell to pay for congressional spending are 90-day treasuries. Some of them are multi-year treasuries, and they go back to Trump's term, and they don't want to honor them anymore unless going forward they try to get things in a budget that they could never get in negotiation. And not only that, they're not even saying what they want. They're saying it's up to Biden. You just have to cut it trillions of dollars. There are really four components to the budget. One is defense, one is Social Security, one is Medicare, and one is everything else. And the everything else is a real small slice compared to the first three. What they're hoping is that Biden would cut Social Security and Medicare. If all cuts that they propose came out of the thin slice for everything else, it would cut everything almost 50%. So let me tell you the magnificent things and the magnificent way, really, that Joe Biden just put it. Here's what Joe Biden said, and on his way back Sunday, yesterday, from Japan. He said, I've offered them $1 trillion in spending cuts, and by that he meant because he would freeze it at this level so that we'd lose out on the 5% inflation increase, and that's a real cut of $1 trillion. He said, they're also ignoring that I'm arranging for $3 trillion in deficit reduction. That has to do with more revenue coming in and overall spending, especially because of the pandemic, coming down, or the lack of a pandemic right now, at least a pandemic emergency. He said, I'm going to tell you this. This is Joe Biden. He said, they want in this deal a $30 billion tax break for the oil industry. The oil industry made $200 billion in profits last year. I'm not giving them a $30 billion tax break. If I did, that would risk Medicaid for 21 million Americans. He said, what they want is for us to cut 100,000 school teachers. What they want is for us to cut 30,000 law enforcement officers, including Border Patrol and ICE. They want to protect tax cheats and crypto traders. In other words, they don't want the IRS to be able to hire more forensic accountants and lawyers. And what they propose would also risk food insecurity people. A million people would have reduced or no food stamps, now called SNAP. You know, Joe's magnificent. One of the things that he is facing that's very, very difficult is that now the Freedom Caucus announced, quote, negotiations should end. We will vote for no deal until the Senate passes what we proposed, and then we will present that to the House. That's technically about 30 people. Some of them McCarthy could bully, but remember, any one of them can pull the plug on his speakership. If a deal is going to pass, it's going to have to be with Democratic and Republican votes. And there's two ways to do that. One way is for five Republicans to sign on to the discharge petition that the Democrats have put in. There are 213 Democrats. Five Republicans added to it is 218. That's a majority of 435 in the House, and it would pass. More likely, McCarthy would take ownership, you know, Biden said he'd cut $1 trillion. I mean, that's just freezing it at 2023 levels. And he'd lose the Freedom Caucus, and we'd have to have 30 Democrats go and support that, which we could get. The problem for McCarthy is that the 30 Freedom Caucus people have several sociopaths in them. Some of them could say, I call the vote for Speaker. Maybe Biden has arranged that there are enough Democrats who would then support McCarthy for Speaker along with moderate Republicans, as long as he's doing the right thing. This is what's going on. A little bit of comfort I take is that in the statement on Sunday, when McCarthy and Biden spoke by phone, Biden was on his way back from Japan. McCarthy came out of it and said it was productive. Well, he knows that 30 people in his caucus won't go along with anything. It can only be productive unless he's lying and he's a sociopath. We're going to find that out real quick. Is if he's willing to go ahead with a coalition to put through this debt deal and let him save face by saying he cut by $1 trillion. You see what's happening? I'm boiling it down. You see what's happening? We'll know more today. 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, that's 4:30 p.m. our time, right in the middle of Devil's Advocate with Crudy. That's when you're going to find out about it. That's when I'm going to find out about it. But one thing that really frustrates the hell out of me, you know, you have people in Wisconsin like this Gallagher who inherited the holy gravel, the holy gavel of Mel Blanc. No, not Mel Blanc. Mel Blanc did the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Mel Laird, who nobody heard of either. The clown wants to run for the Senate, and the clown's sitting on the side, letting this happen. I'm getting angry. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Baseball tickets if you call Calvin. I see you in the lines. Don't hang up. I'll get you in order right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The foremost dreaded words, my computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 52. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 52. Dry with temps well below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73.
On this and agree with the president on this. Well, no, and this is behind closed doors, of course, right? I have a different way of describing them. I call them unpatriotic and lacking of courage. They're not reasonable and moderate whatsoever. I mean, this is about some pretty big things and some real big fish to fry, and I don't want to hear about how reasonable and moderate they are.
Well, you know, they're not going to be reasonable and moderate in my eyes until they sign on the discharge petition. And that's a statement to all the Wisconsin Republican delegation. You cannot smoke everybody and go, oh, I'm reasonable and moderate. I want to run for the Senate. And you stand by. Already, we have burned through billions of dollars because of interest that has been jacked up on the 90-day treasuries because of this. Enough money to buy a couple of nuclear submarines to ward off the red Chinese. And this clown Gallagher is the head of a fake Chinese deal, red Chinese kind of committee he is. And he got the holy gavel from Mel Blanc did the voice of Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. Mel Laird, same thing, doesn't matter. This is all a fake, really a fake. I'm tired of it. Going back to the lines, next up is Mark from the stack, my friend. You are the next. Thanks for calling us your Monday, Mark.
And Biden should just say that the cudgel that he has in the end is say that very well, then, you know, guys, I'm invoking the 14th Amendment. And if you challenge that, you're challenging the very oath you took to the Constitution, because the 14th Amendment is part of the Constitution you took an oath to. And I mean, what the Republicans fail to recognize is the money that goes out, like for SNAP benefits. I mean, that's money that people are spending in the economy. Those people get that money and they spend it. Whereas the tax cuts they gave to the ultra wealthy, most people don't spend that money. It gets squirreled away in some secret little account, or because they spend as much money as they don't need to spend any more money than they're already spending, because they just squirreled away. Put the interest rates, put the tax rates up to what they were maybe under John Kennedy, when I think they're at 70% when you're over a certain amount of money. You might have to adjust that, but the economy was better under Eisenhower and Kennedy than it is under, you know, what they've created now with the tax structure they have right now. I mean, and they're completely spitting in the face and the Eisenhower program, where Eisenhower praised having.
No, you're right. What happened was taxes were 90% under Eisenhower. Kennedy lowered them to 70. Yeah, hold on for a second. He lowered them to 70. And then they got lowered into the 40s and then the high 30s. That's fine. I'm not so much worried about taxes. I'm worried about the debt limit, and these people are traitors. That's what I'm worried about. We're going back to the lines in order. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for going West your mind today, Curtis.
Matt, my buddy. Hey, you know, I was thinking this morning, my brother and I were having this discussion. What does Mr. Tim Scott and Clarence Thomas have a comment? They both have sugar daddies. They both have rich sugar daddies. Because Clarence Thomas has his trillionaire buddy, but he calls it his friend. And then Tim Scott has the guy from Chick-fil-A. It's like, and they both, like, the way they talk, their talking points are too much, so much similar. But that's not the reason for my call. The reason is for my call is we have to do something with this, with Paul Ryan's tax scam for the rich. They have to start taxing the rich. What do you think?
Yeah, I appreciate your calling. And I think that's right. And not only that, part of McCarthy's deal is that he is objecting to hiring more IRS agents, forensic accountants, and forensic lawyers to go after tax cheats, to go after the crypto thieves and the rest of them. I think you're right on the money. Thanks a lot for calling. Karina Milwaukee, thanks for calling. You're next in line. What's on your mind today, Karina?
Well, I absolutely agree. I called you before. It's a political terrorism. This is what Republicans are doing right now. They're terrorizing their own government. They're terrorizing and threatening their own people. Because the thing is, taking away Social Security and Medicare means you taking away money, food, and health care coverage from the people who are already sick, including veterans, including disabled, including disabled at birth, whoever, right, whatever, people who have the children and have a food stamps for a children to help them out with the formula and everything like that. It goes against of everything what they preach for, with the family values, and let's push females like the
college. No, you're right. Karina, here's the deal. A little baby who's born with cerebral palsy to a poor family, God forbid, the poor kid, deserves health care. And it does not deserve the Republican Party going, well, you know, we don't want that. You know, why don't you cut that? We're not going to put up with that anymore. Karina, I really appreciate your call. Thank you. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Gene?
Haven't we learned by now that you cannot negotiate with fascists, traitors, psychopaths, and or liars? You can't negotiate with those people. They've learned in the past. Trying to take money from the poor and give it to the rich donors to put back in the coffers, the money laundering from taking from the tax money and giving it to their rich donors who want rules made for them and money for the oil companies. Give me an effing break. This is unbelievable. Thank you, Matt, for your show. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you. But that's really what's going on. You know, right now, and I think it was Mark from the SAC made the good point that what's going to happen, what is happening is Biden does have an ace up his sleeve. He's like Bat Masterson sitting in a poker game. He has an ace up his sleeve. He can pull that ace out. That's the 14th Amendment. Now, he'd rather not, because you have people like Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court who will try to say it's unconstitutional. But at some point, I think Biden has to do what Lincoln did. What Lincoln did is the Supreme Court tried to stick it, to put a knife in his back, too. And he just said, he ignored him. He said, I'm the president. And what you just wanted to do is unconstitutional, and I'm not going to permit it. But it'd be nice to not have to use the 14th Amendment. So I'm going to be all ears and all eyes about this 5:30 meeting today, Eastern Time, 4:30 Central Time, between Biden and McCarthy. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. See some new callers on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Five Points and beyond, from Southeast Wisconsin and to the world, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Suspected Idaho killer Brian Koberger was arraigned this morning and issued a not guilty plea from the judge. CBS's Donya Backus.
A grand jury indicted the 28-year-old criminology graduate student on four counts of first-degree murder and one count of felony burglary.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says spending cuts will be necessary if Congress wants to raise the debt limit by the end of the month.
The underlying issue here is the Democrats, since they took the majority, has been addicted to spending, and that's
stop. We're going to spend less than we spent last year.
President Biden's rejoining talks this afternoon. And a Georgia family is now suing the Fulton County Jail for neglecting inmate LaShawn Thompson for months. Attorney Ben Crump says bed bugs ate him alive.
It clearly spanned greater than 28 days. The number of times the bugs were roaming his body, finding blood anywhere they could get.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The U.S. could go into default on June 1st if stalled debt ceiling talks don't make progress. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says default has to be off the table.
It hurts real people. The economic consequences, interest rates increasing, the downgrading of our credit rating as a nation, very, very serious matters.
Baldwin on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee yesterday. Republicans are pushing for spending cuts in exchange for helping raise the nation's borrowing limit. A Madison teenager is looking at federal computer hacking charges. Investigators say Joseph Garrison stole $600,000 from people on online gambling websites. Garrison could spend close to 60 years in prison. In sports, the Red Hot Astros bring their 7-game winning streak to Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Okay, let's get real.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired at your dead-end job? Want to stop worrying about money, health insurance? Get peace of mind right here, right now. Here's your chance to earn while you learn. Get smart. Call Smart Local 18 to learn how easy it is to be happy again to go to work. No matter what your situation is, everyone everywhere deserves an opportunity. Call now, 262-798-1818. That's 262-798-1818.
Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6 inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources.
Love. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I see all of you. I'll get to you in order. I'm going to start in order. Mike of Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mike?
Hey, man, I finally got to reading the 14th Amendment, the fourth section of that. And I don't understand the history or the background of why that particular section was added.
Are you talking about the full faith and credit?
Yes.
Yeah, here's the background of it. The background of it was a lot of people thought we should pay the Confederate debts, too. And we didn't want to do that because we didn't want to pay off people who supported the Confederacy. So then the Confederates, suddenly there were Southerners back in the Congress. They wanted to pay the debt in paper currency. Well, back then we were on the gold standard, and that would have been a significant haircut of repaying the people that had stood by us in the Civil War. So they put that in on purpose, saying the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be question, because that meant paying in gold, but basically paying in full people who had bought our bonds. And that has been the case ever since. And that's the background of it. Thanks an awful lot, Mike. I appreciate it. The next one up, Todd or Billy on the north side of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Todd or Billy.
Hey, Matt, good to talk to you. So, you know, they're not voting on the debt ceiling. It's default. So they want to talk about debt ceiling, but what you're deciding on is default or not. And here's what I think is going to happen. I think that Joe Biden is going to get this figured out. He's going to run circles around Kevin McCarthy. He's going to have to, as you always do in politics, do some compromising that people aren't going to like. It's not going to be over the debt ceiling. It's going to be over the budget and just done early. And he's going to run circles around McCarthy. And we can't spike the football before we get in the end zone, or McCarthy's caucus is going to get spooked and realize that it isn't really that good for them. They can make it look like a win, but it's going to be a win for us. And we just got to hold our powder and just chill and trust Joe Biden, because he's kicking everybody's butt and he's going to continue to.
Yeah, that's a good point. He is the most experienced guy that's ever been elected president. He's in the Senate since 1972. He knows his way around. And I have a feeling that this is all about protecting McCarthy's speakership. In other words, Joe will throw a few bones his way. And then the 30 people in the Freedom Caucus have got to decide, are we going to pull the plug on this guy? And if so, who are we going to get? And they may not be able to. And if a few of them do pull the plug, there'll be some Democrats that will step in and vote for McCarthy just to keep him in there. Otherwise, you're going to get Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan. I mean, Jim Jordan is a guy being talked about more and more in the Republican Party to be the speaker. Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. There should be an investigation for him when he was a wrestling coach about what he knew and when he knew it. But excellent comments. Thank you. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. Cassandra, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, thanks for my call. You know, as I've been following the debate about the continuing resolution, what really surprised me is just how unreasonable the Republican Party.
Right. Cassandra, can you hear me? I think we just lost Cassandra. Calvin, if we get Cassandra back on, please put her through right away. But Cassandra made the point when she looked at the continuing resolution, how unreasonable the Republicans are. The continuing resolution, normally, and you do this in a corporation, you always did this in the United States government, you get together, you negotiate a budget, okay? And you don't get everything you want, they don't get everything they want, and there's a budget. That's the way it works. Now, the Republicans won't negotiate a budget because they want to take these most unreasonable positions. And at the last minute, when the money is about to run out, the authorization, they will agree at like 5 p.m. the day before it's going to fall apart to a continuing resolution. It's not a budget. It's a continuing resolution. Okay, you can spend this money and that money. That's how the Republicans have acted in the last 10 years, and certainly through the Trump administration, even before that with Obama. Now, the problem with that is you can't plan. There's no CEO in this country of any company. If you walked into him as his CFO, his chief financial officer, and said, let's just do a continuing resolution, he'd fire you. He should fire you. You want a budget. You want a budget. Now, in this particular case, the continuing resolution is not the issue. The continuing resolution right now, Nancy Pelosi put one in that's good through September, October. But let me tell you something. September, October, they'll pull the same baloney and they'll say, we're not going to give any more money unless you give a haircut to Social Security and Medicare. And then, that's a real tough one, because money should only be spent if the Congress authorized it. I take the position as president that Social Security is a pension, is a contract, and it's people paid into it. So it's not new money. We're just going to pay them out anyway. You're going to have to be Abraham Lincoln on this one, dealing with the South. I mean, you really are. However, what this is the debt limit. Back about 100 years ago, they passed a law, and they didn't want war bonds during the First World War getting out of hand. So what they said was, we're going to issue bonds, and we're going to authorize spending. But then we may stiff the people we issued the bonds to if we don't like it for some reason. And so we're going to do a second vote saying, no, we're not going to stiff him. We're going to pay him. That is absolutely crazy. I mean, seriously, this is a simple analogy, but sometimes they're the best. You cannot go out and charge $2,000 worth of furniture on your visa. And then when the bill comes, say, well, now I have to make a separate decision. Do I pay it? Nah, I'm not going to pay it. Well, they would cut you off and sue you for the $2,000. However, this is the United States. The people who hold those bonds could sue the United States and win. They could win. It would be a judgment then. They're not going to do that. But what they're doing is demanding much higher interest. So on 90-day treasuries, instead of 1.5%, it's 5 or 6%. And when you pay 5 or 6% interest, that's billions of dollars in interest that's wasted, that's unnecessary, and that could have been gone to building submarines to contact the to combat the communist Chinese, for instance, or to get more missiles to go after the Ruskies, or to shore up our other accounts. That's what the Republicans are doing. That's what the Republicans, it's malicious, it's nihilistic, they're vandals. Next one up, Jack from Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'd like to make a couple of quotes here about the economy and then get into the debt idiocy. These are quotes from the Harvard Business Review, which is hardly a left-leaning group. They say it is a booming labor market. They say it's exceptionally strong household balance sheets that keep spending high. Household net worth is far higher than pre-COVID for every single segment of the people. Firms are still going strong. Profitability is at record highs. There's fast wage growth, consistently strong sales growth. Firms are even reluctant to turn to layoffs. And finally, and this is from the Harvard Business Review, there is an absence of convincing systemic threats of recession. Now, the Republicans tell us, and they've been saying this for months, if not since Biden took office, that the economy is terrible, and this just isn't the case. But it's to their advantage, they think, to make it terrible. What's the best way to do that? Default on the debt or threaten to default on the debt, which is what they want to do, and they want to blame it on the Democrats. Of course, we all know this. You've covered this before. This is money already authorized and spent by Congress. And most of those Republicans, now so very worried about the deficit and the debt, were in Congress when it was authorized. Joe Biden has we've got to put a stop to this. This is ridiculous. Joe Biden has to invoke the 14th Amendment, Section 4, and I'm sure it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And I wouldn't be surprised if the reactionary snakes on the court, the guys you call the tarantulas, try to ignore the Constitution and say, no, he can't just order the debt paid. He's got to then do what Lincoln basically did. And Lincoln said, and this is not an exact quote, but it was something like this, that if we bow down to the Supreme Court, the people are no longer self-governing anymore. The court's the governance.
Right. That is a terrific set of quotations you just gave, Jack. And there's two things I want to highlight. First of all, how good the economy is now. It's the strongest it's been in our history. And number two, your insight is right that the only way they can make it worse and drive us into recession, people out of work, is to default on the debt. And they are doing that. The Freedom Caucus said they're doing that. There's 30 of them that won't vote for any deal. Any deal. And the final thing is, you're saying, and I've said this before too, Joe Biden has to be Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln respected the law, but he knew when he had a crooked Supreme Court and a pro-slavery Confederate Supreme Court. And he said exactly what you said. He said, look, the people run this country and the Supreme Court works for them. They don't work for the Supreme Court. And when the Supreme Court does something unconstitutional itself, I have got to protect the right of the people to run this country. And God bless him. He's our greatest president. Thank you, Jack. Dan of Silver Lake, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dan of Silver Lake?
Hi. I just had two comments. I wanted to get your thoughts on these, if you don't mind. The first one is, when Trump lost the election in Wisconsin by 20-some thousand votes or whatever, and then they made a big deal, the recount, fake this and that. Well, why wasn't it in 2016 when Hillary lost by 20,000? Why didn't the Democrats make a big deal out of it? Why did they accept it like they should have and said, okay, she lost in Wisconsin. Why didn't they make a big deal out of it? That's one thing I'd like to get your comment on. And the other thing is, I'm looking forward to next year when the convention, the Republicans come to Milwaukee. Are they going to try to shut you down while they're here so you can't talk about them?
Great questions. Let me hit them quick before the break. First of all, you're absolutely right. And we just found out, this is very, very disturbing, but this was in there's a woman named Noelle Dunphy suing Giuliani, and she had 20,000 or something emails. And they showed an email where this was discussed in 2019 before the election, a year before the election, a year and a half before the election, that they were going to contest it if he lost any swing state, and that they were going to try to have the House of Representatives stick him into the presidency. This was planned. This was planned. You're right. The Democrats don't do that kind of stuff. The Democrats, you know, I mean, if we lose, the Democrats lost a race in Iowa a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, by 8 votes. 8 votes. And there was a recount, and it held up. We didn't contest it. 8 votes. And this clown contests 20,000, and he wanted a recount only in Milwaukee, in Madison and Brown County, because those are Democratic counties. Those are the only ones. They said, well, why don't you want to recount Waukesha and Ozaukee and Green Lake County, okay, and Rusk County? Oh, no. No, I know those folks. They're solid folks. It's Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown. And, of course, they did recount them. And Biden picked up 240 extra votes. The Republican Party, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It has crept in and infected the Republican Party. Your second question is very funny, because usually civic media will want a booth at the convention. They'll want me and Crute and everybody and Earl Ingram sitting in a booth looking out over this collection of weirdos and saying exactly what I'm saying right now. I have a feeling that they are not going to give me a booth, okay? I have a feeling they're not going to give me a booth. However, they can't stop me from broadcasting elsewhere, and you're going to get a good broadcast all the way through that Republican convention, and you'll bump into some of these weirdos in restaurants in this if you're in Milwaukee. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Get back to you right after the break.
It burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 52. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 52. Dry with temperatures well below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, if there's any doubt in anybody's mind how Putin has his hooks into Donald Trump has already said he's going to pull us out of NATO. Donald Trump has attacked Ukraine. Donald Trump, the minute he got in, if he ever got in as president again, stop all aid to Ukraine and would side with Russia. He's a traitor. He wants communist government in this country. And he is doing everything he can to destroy our democracy. Let me give you some proof of it, and then read you a very disturbing phone call that was made by a Russian soldier fighting in Ukraine to his grandma, his grandmother. Here's the proof. Russia just announced that there are 500 Americans who are barred from ever coming to Russia. And I'll tell you who they are. Now, that's not much loss. You'd be out of your mind to go there now. But I went there in 1997 with a delegation from the Justice Department. They wanted some lawyers to go there and give speeches on our Constitution, on our civil law system and criminal law system. And it was during the thaw, the glasnost, under Yeltsin. Gorbachev had set it up. And they were very excellent people in the audience and had great questions, and I was very glad to go there. Very interesting place. And now you'd be out of your mind to go there, of course. However, among the 500 people, and of course they've already had another list of a lot of people, like the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and all that, Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah. But this new list of 500 that just came out, let me tell you a couple of names on it. Have nothing to do with Russia. Brad Raffensperger. He's the guy that Trump said, you got to come up with 11,781 votes. Raffensperger's a Republican in Georgia, just got reelected. And he said, no, not going to do it. Another guy who is now barred from going to Russia is Michael Byrd. You go, what? Michael Byrd? Who's Michael Byrd? Michael Byrd, you may remember, was a Capitol Police officer who defended the congressmen who were under attack and fired his weapon and killed Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt was one of the insurrectionists. They broke through a window and she was crawling through. These people were armed and there were 60 congressmen still huddled in there in the chamber. Michael Byrd did what he was trained to do, what he was supposed to do. He did his duty. He fired his weapon, struck Ashley Babbitt, and she died. He can't go to Russia now. There's some other people that now can't go to Russia on this list of 500. Police officers, Capitol officers, prosecutors who are involved in the prosecution of the insurrectionists. Most of these people have never been to Europe. Most of these people have no, it'd be a cold day in hell before they want to go to Russia. Why is Putin saying that Brad Raffensperger, Michael Byrd, and the law enforcement and prosecutors who are very justifiably going after the insurrectionists, people who beat police officers, stomped on police officers, squeezed their head in the door and almost killed them. Five people died. Why are they doing that? That is a signal to Donald Trump that they side with him. They will do anything they can to get him reelected, because he is their boy. He is their sugar boy. He's a good boy. He's Russia's good boy. We don't want a president who's Russia's good boy. Russia, the Russian people have never been our enemy, but Russia's government has been our enemy for 100 years, except for roughly 1990 to 2000, when Gorbachev and then Yeltsin were in. So there you have it. And let me tell you about the sadism that's going on in Ukraine right now. It's very painful. Intelligence picked up, intercepted. You know, we listen in on all these, and these guys all have cell phones, believe it or not, these Russian soldiers, and they call home, which is very stupid because you can track where their cell phones are, and that's why about 204,000 of them have been killed or mortally badly wounded. Idiots. However, they killed the Russians, about 400 civilians, in a town in Ukraine called Kremina, okay? That's what they did. They included women and children. And a guy, a Russian soldier, called a woman that he called, and back in Russia, that he called Granny. And here's what he said, transcript of the conversation, quote, "We started whacking civilians, and we did the effers, just whacked everyone, just shelling the holy F out of them. Granny, I'm telling you, we popped at least 400 people at night. We also have machine gunners, and they mowed down everyone. Children, women, locals, non-locals, they just mowed everybody down. We went into the houses and just shot them. We were just sick of everything. We were just given an order. Guys, take Kremina. And we just mowed it all down, Gran. You know what the woman said? This is supposedly his grandma. Quote, damn right. That's sadistic. That's really sadistic. You go in. You go into houses. Civilian. That's a war crime, by the way. The Nazis did that. You do not go into civilian houses. And this is not a war, it's a genocide. It's a sadistic genocide. But in anything, you do not go into houses and you have women and children and older people there huddling in the basement with machine gunners and mow them down. That's what they did, Granny. And this Granny is a piece of work. This Granny is a bad person. He killed 400 people in Kremina. Granny, we started whacking civilians. And did the effers, just whacking everyone, just shelling the holy F. And by the way, he used the whole word. I'm just using the F. Out of them, Granny, I'm telling you, we popped at least 400 people at night. We also have machine gunners, and they mowed down everyone. Children, women, locals, non-locals, they just mowed everybody down. We went into houses and just shot them. We're just sick of everything. We're just given an order. Guys, take Kremina. And we just mowed it all down, Gran. And Gran goes, damn right. This is sick. It's a sick culture, a sick country with leadership like Gorbachev's. It could be saved. But this is a sick, sick dog, Putin. He's Trump's dog, and Trump is his dog, and that's why he is barring 500 people that Trump once barred. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great callers always. Matt Flynn, director, back same time, same place tomorrow.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.